Sportscasting icon Jim McKay famously and clearly defined sports as the thrill of victory and the agony of defeat. The story you are about to hear has both. Track and field is one of the premier events of the modern Olympic Games. Huge stadiums are filled to capacity to watch the world's greatest athletes compete. One of the most anticipated field events is the long jump. The 1936 Olympics were held in Berlin, Germany, under the ominous clouds of that country's Nazi leadership. German Chancellor Adolf Hitler made no effort to hide his racist views that the so-called Aryan race was superior to all others. Standing in the way of that specious claim was Jesse Owens, America's best athlete. Jesse Owens was born the youngest of 10 children. His parents were Alabama sharecroppers. His grandparents were enslaved. Jesse did not fit into Hitler's twisted view of race superiority. And Hitler wanted nothing more than for his German long jumper, Luz Long, to completely dominate Owens as the world watched. Luz Long was born in Leipzig, Germany, and studied law at the university there. But Luz was also a great athlete. Earlier that year, he won the European Long Jump Championship and set the European record 5 times. But Jesse Owens dreamed of being a champion. Later in life, he talked about it.
We all have dreams, but in order to make dreams come into reality, it takes an awful lot of determination, dedication, self-discipline, and effort.
With that heart of a champion, Jesse Owens was recognized as perhaps the greatest and most famous athlete in track and field history. The year before the Olympics, Jesse set 3 world records and tied another in less than an hour at a meet in Ann Arbor, Michigan. It's referred to as the greatest 45 minutes ever in sport. But now, the paths of Jesse Owens and Luz Long met on a simple track runway that led to a long and narrow sand pit in the Berlin Stadium. Their contest would be to see who could leap the farthest. This little competition was to be witnessed by over 85,000 people. Jesse Owens was a competitor. He once was quoted,
"If you don't try to win, you might as well hold the Olympics in somebody's backyard."
Jesse was determined to win, especially in Hitler's backyard. First, it was necessary for each long jumper to take 3 preliminary jumps to see if they would qualify for the finals. Luz easily qualified, setting an Olympic record on one of his qualifying jumps. For Jesse, it wasn't that easy. He stepped beyond the takeoff board on each of his first 2 attempts, which disqualified him on those jumps. If he were to step beyond the board on his 3rd and final try, he would not qualify for the medal round, and his efforts in the long jump would be a failure. He sat on the infield dejected and disappointed in his effort. The story goes that Luz Long, the hope of the Nazi regime, approached Owens before his final jump. In the spirit of competition, he quietly suggested to Owens that he position his jumping mark far before the takeoff board to ensure that there was not a scratch. He reminded Owens that the qualifying distance was more than 1 meter short of Jesse's best jump, and that he could easily make the distance just by jumping 1 foot or so short of the board. Jesse prepared for his final jump in the preliminary round. He took Luz Long's advice and jumped well before the takeoff board. He landed in the sand. He looked. He had easily passed the qualifying distance. Jesse Owens would now be competing for the gold medal. Jesse must have been thinking of this moment when he later said,
"Friendships born on the field of athletic strife are the real gold of competition. Awards become corroded. Friends gather no dust."
There was certainly a friendship forged that day between Luz Long and Jesse Owens. In the medal round, the competition was at the highest level. The Olympic record was bested 5 times. Luz currently was the leader with a new Olympic record of 25 feet 9 and a half inches. But Jesse had one last jump. With that heart of a champion, he sprinted down the long runway, running as fast as a man had ever run. He hit the takeoff board, well behind the scratch line, leaping as high as he could while throwing back his head and his arms. He later described his thoughts at that moment.
"I decided I wasn't going to come down. I was going to fly. I was going to stay up in the air forever."
When Jesse finally hit the sand, his distance measured 26 feet, 5 1/4 inches. Jesse Owens was the Olympic champion and new record holder. The first person to congratulate Jesse was the tall, athletic, silver medal winner, Luz Long. Luz's gesture was not just great sportsmanship, it was an act of bravery. As Owens said,
"He had a lot of courage to fraternize with me in front of Hitler."
Luz took Jesse Owens by the arm, and they walked together in front of 85,000 cheering fans. It would be a perfect finish if the story ended here. Unfortunately, the terrible events of World War II separated the two friends. Yet even then, they continued to correspond until the summer of 1943, when Luz's letters stopped arriving. On July the 10th, this brave Olympian and friend was wounded during the Allied invasion of Sicily. In his last letter to Jesse, Luz asked Owens to contact his son Carl after the war and tell him about his father and what times were like when we were not separated by war. I am saying, tell him how things can be between men on this earth. 4 days after he was wounded, Luz Long died. Jesse Owens later shared this about his competitor and friend.
"All the medals and trophies I won could melt, and they would be worthless compared to the 24-carat friendship I made with Luz Long."
The friendship of Jesse Owens and Luz Long inspires because it transcends all boundaries. It's the power of friendship. Pass it on from PassItOn.com. If you enjoyed this bite-sized podcast, pass it on to a friend or have them listen at PassItOn.com.